What are your biggest takeaways, Dr. Forrest, from this advisory from the Surgeon General last week?
Well, I think the thing that was sort of shocking to some people is not that it said that, you know, alcohol might contribute to cancer occasionally. It's that it said that cancer was a leading preventable cause of cancer, and in particular, breast cancer, colon cancer, throat, mouth, and esophagus cancer, some of the ones that people really want to avoid. And, you know, I think what's different from in the past is that we used to have general health guidance that, you know, less than 1 to 2 drinks per day for most people didn't really pose a significant health risk. And now in terms of brain health and also cancer, there doesn't appear to be any safe amount of alcohol consumption. You know, the report even says 1 drink per day even can increase your risk for all those types of cancers. And they're even considering now putting labels on alcohol beverages that basically say this, you know, this will increase your risk of cancer. So, you know, I have patients ask me all the time about ways they can prevent cancer, and now we know of one powerful way to do that. Now, there are some health professionals that are going to not know how to counsel patients about this, and we're not telling people they can never, ever drink alcohol. That's an individual decision. But what has changed is that now we really can't tell people a safe amount of alcohol that doesn't increase the risk for cancer or dementia.
How do you balance that with, I mean, there have been studies, right, to talk about how maybe a glass of wine a day is good for certain other health causes, right? How do you balance some of those things out?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because about a year and a half, the studies that said that were debunked. And so now we know that glass of red wine isn't actually beneficial anymore. It turns out in those studies, what happened is the people who had risk for heart disease and diabetes and cardiovascular disease were actually excluded from the group that was getting the red wine. So it looked like they had a lower risk, but it was a selection problem. It was the people that were in the study. And so it turns out that it doesn't actually appear there's a protective effect from any amount of alcohol.
You mentioned some of the cancers that have that direct correlation between alcohol and cancer, the ones that folks are trying to avoid. Why are those types of cancers in particular more commonly linked to alcohol consumption?
Well, I think the ones that involve the digestive tract, it's going to be that they're exposed, right? Mm-hmm. If you drink alcohol, you have alcohol exposure in your mouth, and alcohol damages cells. It can change, alter DNA. And so basically, you know, all the way through your GI tract from the beginning to the end, it's going to potentially cause problems and changes in cells that could lead to cancer in the future. But besides that, it was particularly notable that breast cancer was increased by this. And I know, you know, there's lots of folks who are trying to do everything they can to prevent breast cancer. It's a common problem. You know, it affects 25% almost of women. So this is possibly one way that we can help decrease that risk substantially.
I'm curious what you're telling your patients with this, Dr. Forrest, knowing that there might be folks out there that like to have a social drink if they're out with friends or a glass of wine at dinner. What are you talking to your patients about now that this advisory has come out from the Surgeon General?
Yeah, I think that's a real challenge. And today being, you know, early back from the holidays, yeah. I think that's something I'm going to be trying to get good at. But essentially, it's going to be, look, you know, it's an individual decision for everyone. We know lots of things that can be good and bad for you. But I will tell them, you know, it used to be that I was even someone who would say, you know, if you're having 1 or 2 drinks a day, it's probably not going to do that much bad for your health. But at this point, I just don't feel like I can tell people a safe amount. So if they say, well, is 1 glass of wine a day okay? Is 1 alcoholic drink a day no risk? At this point, I have to say, no, you know, it looks like at this point, any amount per day is going to increase your risk for cancer.
Dr. Forrest, I'll let you go. I want to change gears on you quickly. We are getting into the winter months coming out of the holidays. We've heard a lot about these respiratory viruses and issues that are going around in our communities and in our countries. What is your tips to listeners to stay healthy this winter season?
Well, I think the most important thing is that, and this is something people have heard before, is keep your hands clean. It's not that you can't get germs on your hands. You know, if you shake hands with people at church, you may get some germs on them. The key is that you have to get your hands clean before you contact your face. or maybe your phone, because your phone's going to contact your face. So I tell people if they shake hands with people, if they're out in crowds, if they touch doorknobs or shared keyboards, those kind of things, to be using the hand sanitizers or washing their hands frequently, and definitely any time before, you know, if their eye itches or their nose itches and they need to scratch it, make sure that they sanitize that before they make any contact with their face. And definitely, you know, try not to be around people that you know are sick. We just had a lot of family gatherings, and people work together, and that sort of increases this every year. But if you know people are not well, stay away. And if you're not well yourself, try to, you know, stay to yourself and not spread those things.
Dr. Brian Forrest is the host of Access Health Radio, heard here on WPTF. Dr. Forrest, always appreciate the time and the perspective. Look forward to chatting again very soon. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too.